Now, I do not want you to be a doormat for your strong-willed child, or for anyone. Sometimes you have to call their bluff. When Casey was about 11, I remember asking him to rake the leaves, and he looked right at me and said, "I don't have to." And I love that confidence. I didn't then, but I do now. Now, our typical response would be to rationally point out how much we do for our kids, how we need to work together as a family, how important it is to learn the value of a good work ethic for future success, blah, blah, blah. Your kids don't care. So I sat down like Ward Cleaver and rubbed my chin. I said, you know what? You're right, Casey. You don't have to. And I'm okay running the home that way, where we don't have to do things for each other, as long as you're okay with it. And he shrugged his shoulders and walked away thinking, sweet, I don't have to do my chores. Well, I knew what was coming the next morning, so I prepared myself. I got a good night's sleep, got up early to work out, have my quiet time. So I was ready when Casey ran downstairs and barked out, "Dad, I've got a hockey game this morning. You have to take me to the rink." So I sat down like Ward Cleaver once again, rubbed my chin deep in thought and said, "Well, Casey, last night you agreed that we don't have to do things for each other anymore, and so I don't have to take you to the rink because it's really cold." You know what I got. "Seriously, Dad? That's different. If I don't go, I can't play, and the coach will be mad, and I'll let the other guys down. Come on." And I just sat and I read the paper, and I knew it was going to get ugly very fast, and it did. Before long, he was calling me really inappropriate names. And look, I had every right to jump up, get in his face, tell him he can't talk to me like that, and bark consequences. It would have only escalated the situation. Look, I knew my son was upset. I knew what was going to happen. I've got to control myself in that situation. Because sometimes we get upset and we perpetuate the volatile cycle because we feel like we have to do something. But the best thing for me to do was nothing. Just let him experience the consequences of his choices. Now, my wife was peeking out of the kitchen pleading, "Please, take the kid to the rink." No way. I love my son too much to take the easy way out and give in. "Well, what if I go do my chores now?" he pleaded. Nope. And that's when the name calling began in earnest. "You're stupid. I hate you. Your calm thing is lame." Now, that last one got me kind of jacked up, but I smiled inside because even though it was awful, I knew that if I did this right, he would remember it forever. And so the whole day was consumed with bursts of anger, stomping feet, sulking, sobbing. And finally at about 3 p.m., Casey came downstairs stomping and said, "Fine, I'll go rake your stupid leaves." Man, I so wanted to bolt out of my chair and get up in his tear-stained little face and lay down the law. You know what? I planted that tree that bore those leaves myself. Those are my leaves, and they are not stupid. But I didn't this time. So now, I'm watching him out in the yard. But he's not raking my leaves. He's raking up my grass. He's raking too hard. And I was furious. So I ran out to the garage, grabbed my own rake. And then I took a deep breath, and I slowed down. Okay, so now we're both out there in the yard raking, and there's this thick tension in the air, right? Because I wanted to give him the little lecture. "You know what? If you had just done what I told you to do the first time, this wouldn't have happened. You owe me an apology." But he would have just said, "Sorry," and it would have inflamed things, and it just wasn't necessary. So I humbled myself, and I broke the ice with a little peace offering instead. "Hey, Casey, remember when you were little, we used to jump in the leaves together? You want to make a little pile now?" And you know what that little guy did? He turned his back to me. You don't turn your freaking back on your father. Can you imagine doing that to your parents? No way. And I had this little image flash in my brain to Home Alone. Remember at the end when Macaulay Culkin's sloshing through the neighbor's basement where the wet bandit has just flooded it, and he runs up the stairs and Joe Pesci catches him and hangs him by his sweater on the door? And remember the old scary neighbor comes in and bangs both robbers over the head with his shovel? Yeah, I had that picture in my brain of like, if I just like popped him over the head with a rake, he would fall down. I could bury him in the leaves and nobody would ever find him. Now, I didn't do it though. So you can have those thoughts, just don't do this stuff. So, you know what? The reason I point that out is being calm doesn't mean you're just gonna go to some Zen place. You're gonna be angry and frustrated. You're gonna be furious. You're gonna be disappointed. You're gonna feel all those emotions, but you can't act on them because they never work. So look, his little passive-aggressive turning his back thing is just him trying to punish me emotionally because I was so mean to him. And yeah, he learned that one from me. So again, I humbled myself. I put my rake down and I jumped into the pile of leaves. And now I'm laying there feeling like an idiot all by myself, staring up at God thinking, yeah, this calm thing is just great, isn't it? Okay, and after what seemed like an eternity, I heard him put his rake down. He jumps into the pile of leaves. Now he's lying next to me, just a father and a son next to each other in silence. And then I heard it. Dad, I'm sorry about today. I should have done what you asked the first time. I'm sorry I called you all those names. And I wanted to say, darn right, you little snot, think about that next time. But look, there's no need to score points with your kids. It's just our own immaturity when we do that, right? There's no need to lecture. I led my son to contrition because that's what was good for him, not me. Listen, I don't need my son to apologize to me in that moment. I don't. I wanted my son to apologize to me because it's what's best for him. And I close this section with a story because it demonstrates our core points. My son learned the lesson, and we never had a problem with chores after that awful incident. But at the end of the day, we had built our relationship closer. We were together in those leaves, and that's what I want for you. Healthy discipline always results in a closer relationship with your child with greater trust.